Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, friends. Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today, and I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Friends, we've got a special podcast today with some great friends who are going to share how relational skills have changed and transformed their interactions serving children. That's right. So we're going to learn about creative ways to practice with children. This is a very important question. A lot of people want to know, hey, how can I use this training to interact with kids or as a teacher, as a coach, as a parent? What would be some examples of using these important skills to help children build capacity and equip and empower children to learn those relational skills so that they develop these relational habits that they can use in the rest of their lives every single day? That's the good thing about relational skills. When we have relational skills, we will use them in every single interaction that we have. And so as you develop your set of relational skills, the good news is you can also spread these relational skills into your network. The people that you work with, the people that you interact with, the people that you love, the people that you care about. You see, using and learning relational skills helps us to spread joy and to spread the good stuff. And frankly, every child has a brain that's developing and that will continue to develop until their mid-20s. And so interacting with children at any level is an opportunity to build some joy and to make a difference. And so today's focus is really on using some creative ways to practice skills with children. And I'm very excited about our guests, who are Dan and Betty Lacine. They are experienced relational skills practitioners. That's right. They've been through Thrive. They've graduated from all three tracks of Thrive. They've been using relational skills in their lives, in their marriage, in their family, and as you're going to hear today, in their interactions with children. So let's listen in to learn how using relational skills has made a difference.
And I'm a mental health therapist. I work with children about two or younger all the way through adults. And so for me, the biggest takeaway has been the increase in capacity, because first we were doing it just for us and for our relationship. And I realized that it was so helpful in my work because just I have way more capacity than I had. I'm able to see things clearly. I'm able to work with children. I do Shalom My Body exercises with pretty much all my clients. I'm able to work with them on being joyful, gratitude. I've also trained in the Emmanuel approach, and I've done that with clients as well. So I've gotten to use lots of it in my day-to-day work and just even for my own benefit, that I have the capacity to carry the hard stories and the tough things the kids I work with have been through.
And Betty works with a lot of trauma-inflicted clients, and a lot of them are kids under five.
I work with all my clients and teach them the Shalom My Body. We do tapping. We do breathing together.
All relaxation
techniques. Kind of relaxation.
Relax your body so that your emotions can, you can regulate your emotions.
Yep. Because I work with lots of dysregulated children since COVID, lots and lots and lots of anxiety. Also kids who have had trauma and kids in foster to adopt, or they're no longer with parents. I work with all that. And so I've heard, because another therapist worked with the adults and sent the children to me. And she said, when the children were upset, they would automatically just start tapping. And so, the parents would tell her, oh my, she started to get upset. And then she just started tapping. So I know the kids are using it out in the world.
Yeah, the butterfly hugs, they're not this. they're similar to the
vagus nerve.
Hitting your vagus nerve, one of the Shalom My Body exercises. And I use that when I have I coached a couple of girls' teams in soccer. One's now it's second grade, up to second grade. They used to be kindergartners. And the other is a sixth grade girls. They're both girls' teams. So we know that at those ages, you don't really have to do warm-ups and stretching, but we do that to synchronize, which is level three of the brain. So when we do our jumping jacks or our, you know, stretches, we all have to do it at the same time. Because they love to race, you know. We need 10 of these, but no, we count them off. We all do it at the same time, so we synchronize. We're looking at each other. And I think Dave Mead, I think one of the other gentlemen that has been at Thrive, his brother used to do similar things with their basketball team who weren't that skilled, and they improved just because of that. So I figured if it works with basketball, it can work with soccer. One of the exercises that we do butterfly hugs. Or we do square breathing, which is the breathe in, hold, breathe out, hold, that kind of thing. So that's part of the warm-up exercises. And I say, when do we use this? When do we do this? When we get mad at somebody, when we're upset, you know. When you get upset in the game or you're...
They get it.
Yeah, so they get it.
And I also do, like, when I do the breathing and the exercises with kids, we do it together because, again, I'm synchronizing and I want them, their mirror neurons to be engaged with mine. And so to be kind of downloading my calm, more mature brain into them.
One of the things I did during our break in practice, we sat down and we said, tell me something that you're thankful for. So we're practicing appreciation. Mm-hmm. And after they got started, you know, they all wanted to volunteer, especially the younger kids. They all want to volunteer something and say, you can say something or you don't have to, but a lot of them like to join in. That helps them warm up and get connected.
And Dan's grown so much as a soccer coach because it used to be he was kind of more, this is what we're doing, let's go, a little more authoritarian. And he's just learned so much through Thrive that I know one time he had a boy who didn't want to, who was too scared to play. And so instead of saying, get out on the field, he's like, yeah, it's okay. You can stay on the sidelines. And when you're ready, you can come out. And so I saw that just is huge growth for him to understand and to validate and to comfort and just those skills that we've learned can just apply everywhere.
All right, friends. Isn't that something? What an encouraging word from Dan and Betty that their ability to use relational skills has leaked into those interactions with children, has really made a difference on how children feel interacting with them. And I love that example that Dan shared about how he was able to be very tender with that soccer student that just was afraid to play. He was able to be patient and understanding and really to create some safety for the good stuff to spread. So they've invested a lot of time and energy practicing relational skills. They've embraced character training as a way of life so that the joy can grow in their family and in their relationships. So they've learned these skills so that they can naturally use the skills in their interactions with children. So it's not that even they have to try to sit down and think, okay, how am I going to use this skill right now? The skills have been embedded into their character, and they reflect the skills through their loving presence and through their tenderness and compassion for the children that they serve. And Betty's doing amazing work on creating safety for children to heal and to grow by how she's able to use relational skills. So we all can find encouragement from their story because relational skills are accessible. We all can update our character with training that's transforming people around the globe. Don't take my word for it. Discover yourself as you start learning relational skills and practicing these skills. And friends, one of the things we really try to do at Thrive Today is create resources, practical, useful resources that you can use to deepen your relational skills. And so one of the resources we've created is what we would call the Skill 4 Habit Builder course. And there's different versions of this course, but here's a great way to practice relational skills, specifically appreciation, which is just one of those relational skills that we can spread far and wide. We also, my friend Marcus Warner and I wrote a book called The 4 Habits of Raising Joy-Filled Kids. This is another great way to learn some practical information as well as do some exercises to build some joy. And we've also created the 28-Day Joy Challenge, which is just some practical, simple exercises that you can do on your own as well as with children on a regular basis. And we're doing an exciting event coming up on spreading relational skills. How do I spread relational skills? And you can find those links with this podcast as well as visiting thrivetoday.org. And may the joy grow in your network.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.